praise the Lord. Praise ye the Lord. I mean, isn't it wonderful to be in the house of the Lord again? Yes, this is wonderful. We bless the name of the Lord. We thank the Lord for an opportunity once again in the house of the Lord. Amen. Well, today I have something from the Lord to share with us. You know, one time the Lord, he told John on the Isle of Patmos, he said, you know, take the book, and after you've eaten it, he said, it's going to be sweet in your mouth. He said, but it's going to make your belly to be bitter. See? So at first it was sweet in his mouth, and then it was bad, you know, in his, made his belly to be bitter. Well, what the Lord has given me this message this morning is exactly the opposite. At first, see, it will make your mouth bitter. See, it will sound like a troubling message, you know, but at the end, be a message of joy. How many of you say praise the Lord? At the end, it will be joy, because that's what the Lord always does. See, he always brings joy. Even when the Lord chastens us around a little, it is at the end for joy. Because he says, as many as I love, I chasten and I rebuke. Blessed be the name of Jesus. The message, my message this morning is entitled, Return Unto Your First Love. How many of you say amen? And I'm going to read some scriptures. You know, in the book of Revelation, Jesus, he wrote to seven churches of Asia at that time. You say Jesus wrote? Yes, he did. You know, there is a there is such a thing that's called an author, and there's such a thing that's called a scribe. There are some writers that are both authors, you know, and scribes. They write their own books. But some authors may get a scribe. Now, in this case, Jesus was the author, but he got John to be the scribe. And he said, what thou seest, write in a book and send it unto the seven churches that are in Asia. So I want you to turn with me to Revelation chapter 1. And I'm going to read from verse 11. I am Alpha and Omega. Amen. I mean, I like that, the sound of that. I mean, Jesus, right off the bat, he says, I am Alpha and Omega. Not the second, not the third, but the Alpha and the Omega. That's the beginning, and that's the ending, and that's everything in between. Praise ye the Lord. I am Alpha and Omega, the first and the last. What thou seest, write in a book, and send it to the seven churches which are in Asia. See, so he begins to list the churches that he's going to send them to. Now, some of you may think that maybe John, he wrote maybe 11 verses and sent it to Ephesus. And maybe he wrote 10 more verses and sent it to, you know, Pergamos and Sardis and Thyatira and Smyrna and Philadelphia and Laodicea, and he wrote separate segments and sent it to each one of them. He sent the whole book to every one of those churches, because that's what he was told. He said, write and send it to them. And he did. Praise the Lord. But here is what we want you to know. In John, in this same verse, John in verse 1 of Revelation 4, here's how he starts the book. He said, John, to the seven churches which are in Asia. So he wrote the whole thing to the seven churches, which means the people of Ephesus, they got to read what was written also to Smyrna and Pergamos and Thyatira and Sardis and Philadelphia and Laodicea. And for each one of those churches that he wrote to, at the end, he would say, let he that hath an ear, let him hear what the Spirit is saying to the churches. Not just to Ephesus, hear your own part. Not just to Smyrna, hear your own part. But hear what the Spirit is saying to the churches. Hallelujah. Now, what is the Spirit saying to the churches? So this is the letters to the seven churches of Asia, which is now called Asia Minor. Ephesus is the one we're going to look at this morning. And I've titled this, Return Unto Your First Love. Now, Revelation chapter 2 and verse 1. Unto the angel of the church of Ephesus write, These things saith he that holdeth the seven stars in his right hand. You know, these letters, they have four different parts to them. You know, these parts that are written to these churches. There's always the salutation, the greetings. Like Jesus, he would announce himself, like in this case, say, I'm the seven star general. Amen. You know, today, I like to say it that way. You know, we have four star general, five star general, but Jesus, he's a seven star general. He's got the seven stars in his hands. And he says, I'm he that holdeth the seven stars in my hands, and walketh in the midst of the seven golden candlesticks. So there's always the salutation, if you will. See? And then there is the commendation. And then in some cases, there is the condemnation. And then a promise at the end. See? So that's why I said, you know, it may sound out bitter to start with, but there's always joy at the end. See? He always gives promise. And if you listen to what the Spirit is saying to the churches, your life will never be the same. Amen. I know thy works. See, he always starts by saying, I know thy works. So there is nothing that you are doing that the Lord doesn't know. He knows about everything. I know thy works, and thy labor, and thy patience, and how thou canst not bear them which are evil. See, this group at Ephesus, I mean, they worked, they labored, they couldn't stand evil. See, they even tested those who said they were apostles and found that they were fake apostles. They discerned it. They knew all of these things and so forth. And thou hast borne and hast patience. That's the second time about their patience. See? And he said, and for my name's sake you have labored and you have not even fainted. You've done all of these things. See, so that was the commendation to Ephesus. He had commendation for them. See? But now he's going to have condemnation or rebuke. See? Now he says, nevertheless, I have somewhat against thee. And that's all we're talking about this morning. There are two churches out of the seven for which Jesus had no rebuke. I don't have time to preach on all of the things that he said to all of the churches this morning, but I will at future times. Today I'm just going to preach on this one that he said to Ephesus. So you might say that there were two epistles to the Ephesians. Paul wrote one, and Jesus wrote the other. How many of you say amen? That's right, because Jesus, he wrote this one. He said, John, write this to the people in Ephesus. And he wrote it. And he said, nevertheless, I have somewhat against thee, because thou hast lost thy first love. Now, for Smyrna and Philadelphia, he had no rebuke. See? But for these ones, right here, he had a rebuke. And what was the rebuke? You have lost your first love. Now notice all of the things that the people in this local church were doing. Now there is also a historical significance to all of these things, you know, the churches, why the Lord selected them and so forth. I'm not talking about the historical significance. I'm just talking about hear what the Spirit is saying to the churches. This message is applicable today because Jesus said, hear what the Spirit is saying to the churches. And what is it? What is the first love that they have lost? See, what is it? You know, so this is where my message is this morning. What is that first love that they have lost? See, now, you know that when we were first, you know, I mean, everybody when they first became a Christian, or they first gave their lives to the Lord, or first met the Lord and so forth, there was that fire in your soul. Now, if you have never experienced that fire in your soul, maybe you've never been born again. See? So let me make that point blank. If you have never experienced that fire in your soul, Perhaps you've never been born again. Now, but if you have experienced the fire in your soul at one time, and today you don't have it, perhaps you are backsliding. See? Because that first love is no longer there. I mean, what was it that you had when you first knew the Lord? Now, some of you, when you first knew the Lord, you couldn't put your Bible down. Nobody could separate you from that Bible. You went everywhere with it. If you are on the bus, you were reading it. If you are in the cafeteria, you were reading it. If you are in the classroom, you snuck it in and put it on your lap. Well, I read it anyhow. You know, you did everything. I mean, you could lay down your life. You couldn't wait to tell somebody about the Lord. See, the passion, the love, the fire was in your bones. But over time, here's what has happened. Turn with me to Matthew chapter 25. Matthew chapter 25. Here's what has happened over time. Then shall the kingdom of heaven be likened unto 10 virgins, which took their lamps and went forth to meet the bridegroom. How many of you know that Jesus is the one giving this parable here? If you have the Bible written in red text, you'll see that this is in red text. Jesus is giving this parable right here. And he said, 5 of them were wise and 5 were foolish. Now they that were foolish took their lamps and took no oil with them, but they that were wise took oil in their vessels with their lamps. I'm sure at some point in time or the other, just about everybody here has read this parable. Now, Matthew chapter 25, verse 5 is where I'm going with this. But while the bridegroom tarried, they all slumbered and slept. See, so here's where we're going with this. First, it starts with a little slumbering. Now, I looked up the word slumber. What is it? It's like, you know, light sleep and a state of being at ease. See, and it reminds me of Amos chapter 6 and verse 1. Woe unto them that are at ease in Zion. So they kind of relaxed a little bit. You know, they relaxed maybe like in an easy chair and then just doze off a little, take a few winks, doze off a little bit, and then fall asleep. See? They all did. All of them. Not only the foolish, but also the wise. But here is the state of these people today. Kingdom of heaven, so to speak. It's not just the slumber. It's not just the sleeping. But let's see what has happened. It's gone from slumber to being asleep and to being almost dead now. See. Turn with me to Romans chapter 13. Romans chapter 13 and verse 11. Romans 13 verse 11. It says, and that knowing the time, that now it is high time to awake out of sleep. See, it's time for us to awake out of that sleep. Because our salvation is nearer than when we first believed. Awake out of sleep, he said. But in Ephesians chapter 5, verse 14, he gets even bolder. See, now here's Paul, writing to this same Ephesians that Jesus told. And he's going to get bold. And he's going to say to them just like it is. So in Ephesians chapter 5, verse 4, here's what Paul had to say to them about their condition, see. You know, because you start out hot, and then a little lukewarmness, you know, a little folding of the arms, a little this, and a little that, and so forth like that. Wherefore he saith, Ephesians 5 and verse 14, awake! Thou that sleepest. See? So they are asleep now. But he goes on to say, arise from the dead. See? So they've moved from slumbering. They've gone to being asleep. And now they're dead almost. And Christ shall give you light. How many of you say praise the Lord? Well, the rebuke and all of that is so that Christ can give you light. It's so that he can light that fire back in your bones. See, because many of us have lost that fire. See, so you want to do the greater works, but you have lost that fire. See, the fire that was in your heart when you first knew the Lord. The first love. See, where you could lay your life down for the gospel, where nobody could tell you differently. You stood by the word of the Lord. See, but today, a little sleep, a little slumber. See, we've got to first get back to where we were before we can even move higher. See, we've lost our position. We've lost the place where we were. I mean, and he says slumber, sleep, and now, boy, it's like they're almost dead. Slumbering, sleeping, and now almost dead. And even in Revelation chapter 3, go back to Revelation chapter 3 with me for a minute. And verse 1. Hear what the Spirit is saying to the church in Sardis. Now remember, he said, he that hath an ear, let him hear what the Spirit is saying to the churches. He says that in Revelation 2:11, and he says it all over the place. See, but here's one other thing that he's saying to the churches. Look at what he said to them. This thing saith he that had the seven spirits of God. You want those seven anointings? You want that seven lamps of fire? See? I know thy works. But look at what he said about them. I mean, thou hast a name that thou livest, but you are dead. See? A name that you live. You know, it's kind of like you say, oh, you know, he's such a brother, such and such and so forth, but he's dead. See? You know, dead. Because Jesus said, you know, he said, look at the graves. Look at this, you know, sepulchres. You know, look, go to the cemeteries. You see how beautiful. You know, they even put something, they put a headstone, they put marble, they put all of these things and beautify the graves and so forth like that. But inside, dead men's bones and a stench. See? So, you know, the outside may look pretty. Jesus said, you have a name that you are living, but you are dead. He said, awake, thou that sleepest, and Christ will give you light. Now, what must we do in order to go back to the first works? Now, here's the challenge. See, today, Luke chapter 21, verses 34 through 37. He gives it to us exactly. Luke 21, turn with me. Luke 21, verses 24. Let me read it to you so it won't take my word for it. Luke 21, verse 34. That is Luke 21 and verse 34. Here's what it says. And take heed to yourselves. This is Jesus talking again. Lest at any time your hearts be overcharged with surfeiting and drunkenness and the cares of this life. And that day come upon you unawares. See, what are the cares of this life? Now, we all have them. See, Jesus is not saying that there's anything wrong with the cares of life. He's just saying, you know, don't be overtaken with these things. See, we've got school, we've got work, we've got family, we've got all these things that we are chasing after. But Jesus said, be careful now. See? And then, you know, we've got all the drinking and all the festivities and all the surfeiting and so on. See? And Jesus said, beware now. You know, lest that day come upon you unaware. See, so here's what has happened. Over time, see, the cares of the life have crept in. See, and the people, see, we run after this, we chase after the schools, we chase after the, I mean, there's nothing wrong with that. Everybody who knows me know I love these things. I love education. And we want people to, you know, succeed in life and do all of these things. See, but we cannot put anything ahead of the Lord. How many of you know that's true? See, so, you know, you chase after your work, you chase after your school, you chase after all of these other things, the cares of this life. See, and pretty soon, you know, and, you know, the things that used to be so important. Luke chapter 4, verse 4 says, man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceeds out of the mouth of God. See, that's how you started, see. That's how many of us started. But pretty soon, see, it doesn't matter, see. Somebody now says, you see, that doesn't really matter. You know, the Lord didn't really mean it that way, and so forth. See, so a little slumber, a little sleep, see, a little folding of the arms, at ease in Zion. The next thing you know, they have a name that they leave, but they are dead. See, now Jesus said, repent. You know, every time he had a rebuke for any of these churches, with the exception of Philadelphia, which was the missionary church, and Smyrna, which was the martyr church, where they gave their lives for Christ. Everywhere he had rebuke for these other churches, he always also gave hope at the end. He would say, repent. See, and do the first works again. Or I might come to you and take your candlestick out. See? And boy, he said, in that case, there will be weeping and gnashing of teeth. Here's what he said to the people in Ephesus. Listen to what he said to them. He says, remember therefore, Revelation 2 verse 5, from whence thou art fallen, and repent, and do the first works. Or else, I will come unto thee quickly, and I will remove thy candlestick out of his place, except thou repent. See? Now, so, the call today is a call to repentance, to go back, you know, to our first love. There's a song that used to say, take me back to the place where I first received. Take me back to the place where I first believed. See? Now many of us have wandered away from that place where we first believed. Where we first received. Where we first had that fire in our bones. See? And it's no longer there. The fire is out. I'm going to go back to Matthew chapter 25 and see what has happened here. In Matthew chapter 25, while the bridegroom tarried, verse 5, they all slumbered and slept. And at midnight, there was a cry made, behold, the bridegroom cometh, go ye out to meet him. Then all these virgins arose and began to trim their lamps. See? Now, the fire had gone out. Now, many of you may not know this, but, you know, I know, and some of you do, some of you have seen this kerosene wick lamps that have a little thing and so forth. You know, when you lamp those things, you know, after a while the wick gets all charred up with the ashes and so forth like that, and the smoke, and you have to cut it off, and then you get a fresh wick in there for the fire to be lit and so forth. Now, so while they all slumbered and slept, all their lamps went out. See, and then when they woke up, they all started trimming their lamps. But some people, you know, they had no oil. See, even though they tried to trim, they all trimmed their lamps. But when they did, there was no oil, see. So they couldn't light that fire. Now, the sad thing, though, is that they all slumbered and slept because the bridegroom tarried, see. Now, here are some people that are waiting for something exciting. But because he delayed, see, they all tarried. I mean, while he tarried, they all slumbered and slept. Now, let me say this. The Lord did not send me here, see, to this church. He said, send you, yes, he did. So that, you know, I could make sure that everybody goes back to Egypt. Oh, no, sir. Neither did he send me to make sure that we go around in circles for 40 years and then die in the wilderness. No, sir. But I'm going to the promised land. Amen. Praise ye the Lord. I'm not going back to Egypt. I don't know about you. And I'm not going around in circles and dying in the wilderness. But I'm going to the promised land. Praise ye the Lord. Praise ye the Lord. And the Lord said to Joshua, I said, Moses, my servant, is dead. He said, now arise. And go and confirm your brethren. Take them. Go over to this promised land that I promised them. See, the Lord, he promised them. But what happened? They came out of Egypt with excitement. They came out with the joy of the Lord for the deliverance that God gave them. But once they got into, you know, the Lord put a little test. He put some little challenges and so forth like that to see whether they would continue to believe. And then pretty soon their hearts went back. Their hearts went back and they said, well, we don't know what has become of this Moses. Get up, you Aaron, and make for us cows and golden things and so forth. Make for us gods that will go before us. like Egypt and so on. And when they made gods out of their earrings and all of these things and so forth like that, they set the gods and say, "This be your God, sir, that brought you out of Egypt." That is so sorry, so pitiful, you know, that people would be like that. And that is the reason why the Lord, he rejected that Aaronic priesthood. Right down the line, he rejected it because they carved out the golden calf. But he has raised up a new priesthood after the order of Melchizedek. Amen. They have rejected all of that. See, and I said one time, I believe it was the opening of this church, that the Lord has also rejected this whole Christendom. He has rejected it. See, because they are all asleep, they have slumbered, they are dead most of the time. See, what he is looking for, like the brother said earlier, is the sons of God. See, but how are we going to get there when we have neglected even the first love? The first love where you used to get up at 5 a.m. in the morning and pray. See? Where you used to spend hours praying in the Holy Ghost, building up your most holy faith. Where you used to do all of these things. Jesus said, repent and do the first works again, lest I come unto you and remove your candlestick. Now some of you, like I said, see, I remember when I first came to know the Lord, nobody could tear that Bible from my hands. I mean, I read that thing around the clock. So were many of you. See, so did many of you. But today some people can't even have time to read the Word of God. They only wait until they come to the church and somebody preaches it to them. Well, that's not going to get the job done. See? You know, you have to read the Word. And you have to go back to the place from whence you are fallen. The Bible says, man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceeds. If Jesus said it, we'll be judged by it. Jesus said, I will judge no man, but even the words that I speak will judge them at the end. Everything that Jesus has ever spoken. So we see that this group, they were asleep in Matthew chapter 25. And when they began to trim their lamps, it turned out that some had oil and some didn't have it oil. See, but that's not my message today. My message is the fact that they were asleep. See, I mean, what caused the sleeping? What caused the slumbering? What caused the being asleep? And even being dead, that Paul had to say, awake out of sleep and arise from the dead. And Christ will give you light. What caused all of that? I mean, why did it sleep? The Bible says, take heed to the things that you have heard, lest at any time you should let them sleep. See? Now, once you don't take heed, the next thing you know, the birds of the air, they come in and pluck them away. See? And the next thing you know, a little this, a little that, a little leaven. Leaven's a whole lump. A little, it doesn't matter. Doesn't have to be like that and so forth. That's old fashioned stuff. See, they say. But let me tell you, God, the same, yesterday, Jesus, today, and forever. Amen. Amen. Praise ye the Lord. In Jeremiah chapter 6 and verse 16, it says, stand ye in the ways, seek out a good old path, and walk ye in it. The way that you went away from, go back to it. The place that you lost your first love, better go back to it, because I will come and I will remove your candlestick, he said. Praise ye the Lord. Praise ye the Lord. In Jeremiah chapter 7, he says, amend your ways and your doings, and I will cause you to dwell in this place. That's Jeremiah chapter 7 and verse 2. And he goes on to say, trust ye not in lying words. You see, some of them even say, the temple of the Lord, the temple of the Lord, the house of the Lord, and so forth like that. But they are not living according to the word of the Lord. See, the temple of the Lord. What temple? Ye are the temple of the Lord. See? So, some people make a boast in your temple or this and that and so forth like that. But their lives are not even according to the word of the Lord. And they have left the place of their first love. See? Now, the challenge to every one of us this morning. That's why I said at the beginning, at the beginning. The message may sound like a little rebuke. It's a little bitter. But at the end, it's going to bring joy. Because now I'm going to go to the end of this message. See? Where the joy will come when we take heed to the word of the Lord. Now see what he promised us. If we will repent. See, the good thing about God is this. You all know the story of Luke chapter 15. If you don't, check it out. One of my favorite stories in the Bible. The story of the prodigal son. How he wandered away from his father. How he fell from his original estate. See, used to be a son. Wandered away. See, but as far as God was concerned, he was still a son. See, and he wasted away his living with harlots and all of these other things. See, and after a great famine arose in the land and so forth, he went, joined himself to a man that was farming pigs. And if anybody would have allowed him, he would have even eaten the food of the pigs. Pigs! But they didn't allow him. So finally, see, one day, he came to his senses. Amen? That's the bottom line of the story. He came to his senses. And he said, look, I shouldn't be like this. Enough and no more. I will arise and I will go back to my father. Today, if you will hear his voice, harden not your hearts. Because the word that was spoken in time past did not profit the people because it was not mixed with faith in their hearts. Let not this word that is spoken today pass you by. The Bible says, beloved, despise not the admonition and the correction of the Lord. Now some people don't like admonition, see. You know, but the Lord said, I chasten and rebuke those that I love. How many of you say praise the Lord? Now God, he was waiting. See, the father, he was waiting for that prodigal son. Every day he looked out. See, to see whether he was coming. See. And the day he started to come, he saw him from afar off because he had been waiting for him anyhow. And he ran to meet him and fell upon his neck and kissed him. Boy, that's the end of the story. So the Lord, when you come back, not only will he put his hands around you, put his robe around you, he'll put the ring back on your finger. And he will elevate you. Amen. And he elevated him. That ring, there was only one ring. And the other older son could have gotten it, but he didn't get it anyhow. But when this son that came back, he had lost his first love, but he came back. He got that fire back in his bones. The Lord put the ring on his finger. Today, if you will hear his voice. And many of us have wandered away. You know, maybe it's work. Maybe it's whatever. Maybe it's being in the United States. See? You know? Maybe. I don't know what it is. See? But I've seen a vanity among and under the sun, the writer said. You know? I've seen all of these things and so forth. And I've looked, I've seen these things also. And I've seen the departure. I've seen the slumbering. And I've seen the sleeping. And I've seen even the deadness. And Jesus said, awake, and I will give you light. And if you will bestir yourself today and say, no more. See, and go back to the place and do the first works again. What were the first works? Now, for everybody, it was different. See, and like I said at the beginning, if you have never experienced that fire, that passion, that passionate love in your heart for the Lord, maybe you've never been born again. Because everybody experiences it at one time or the other. And if you have experienced it, but today it has waned off. See? And you don't really feel like that anymore. You see? And, you know, serving the Lord has become a drag. See? And so forth like that. Then perhaps you are in this place of slumber, sleep, and God forbid, even deadness. See? But the Lord said, awake, and the Lord will give you light. Amen. And if today we will arise, if today we will repent and go back and do the first works, see, Everything that the Lord said in the Bible, every word that he ever spoke, he will judge us on the last day. See, we cannot, see, throw the word of the Lord down and then come and say the temple of the Lord and temple of the Lord and all of these other things. So, see, if I will even say that, see, these people, they worship me with their mouth and so forth like that, but their hearts are far away from me. But the Bible says the true worshippers of God will worship him in spirit and truth. Everyone today that is hearing my voice, examine yourselves to see whether you still be in the original faith that was once delivered to the saints. How many of you say amen to that? The Bible says we should contend for the original faith. See, I'm talking about the apostolic faith and power that was delivered. See, now Ephesus that we're talking about today, they were the church. See, the apostolic church. It went from apostolic to apostate by the time it got to Laodicea. See, but I don't have time to deal with all of that this morning. See, Ephesus was the place where they were even, you know, able to discern whether they were apostles or not. It was the apostolic church, so to speak. See, but a little thing, a little here, a little there, it starts with a little doctrine of the Nicolaitans. By the time you get down over here to Pergamos and the rest of them, it becomes the deeds of the Nicolaitans. So it just starts a little bit, just take a little bit, just a little this, a little that, mix it up a little bit. See, did God say that if you eat the tree, you will die and so forth, and all of that, you know. Just twist the word a little bit, just mix up a little leaven a little bit. See, the next thing you know, see, people just wander away. Behold the way, the gates of heaven. Today, brethren, men and brethren, I present to you the gates of heaven, and I show you the path that leads to the gates of heaven. These paths are straight, and they are narrow. Straight doesn't mean straight. Straight is straight. Straight. That's the way he spells it. Because it's kind of like, you know, say this place is too straight for me. You know, the other one is wide. See, the Lord, he hedges you on every side, so you are focused on the word of the Lord. Amen. You cannot go to the left. You cannot go to the right. You stay right with the word of God. See? And it doesn't matter if somebody likes it or somebody preaches it a different way. You stay right with the word of God. Because the word that I speak, see, will judge at the last day. And he said, those that believe my words, I will give them eternal life. And I will raise them up at the last day. So, the gates of heaven and the paths of righteousness that lead to the gates. But we must get back on the straight and the narrow way. See, and for you young people and so forth like that, you know, don't allow the, you know, all of these things that are going on in the world, you know, don't be swept away by these things. You've got to get that fire back in your bones. See, the fire that those three Hebrew boys had, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. The fire that Daniel had, where in the face of the penalty of death, they still wouldn't give up their faith. Now, how many people today, see, let alone, see, I mean, we've heard the, you know, the tragedy at Columbine High School a few years ago, you know, which some agnostics later tried to play down that it didn't happen that way. See, there was a certain young girl that stood for the Lord, you know, and she was murdered that day with an assault weapon. How many people today, see, now that's the way many of us were when we first knew the Lord. I mean, you would stand up for your faith, and you didn't care if somebody killed you. But today, the little old thing, people are already offended, see. Jesus said offenses must still come. See, but blessed is the man who is not offended in me. See, offenses will come. But if you are offended by one little thing, see, one little thing, Peter, the maid, You know, one time Peter said, I will lay down my life for you, and so forth like that. Lord said, is that a pact? He said, yes, sir. I will do it, sir. And the Lord, knowing all things, he said, will you really? He said, I'll do it, too. He said, well, you will do it, but not right now, because tonight, before the cock crows 2 times, you're going to deny me 3 times. Peter said, I will never do that, Lord. Try to make the Lord a liar, see. But the next thing you know, a little old maid come up to him and say, I know you, you were one of the disciples. Ah! Never known him, never heard of him. See, he denied the Lord. He wanted to lay down his life. But you see, when Peter finally went back to the first love, boy, he stood there and he preached a sermon. He said, you crucified the King of Glory. See, and he didn't care. Of course, he gave his life at the end, finally. See, because the Lord did say, you will drink the same cup that I drink. See. But you see how, you can see how we can slowly just walk away, see, from the Lord. You know, David, he was a man of war. And he went to war with the Philistines and he beat them all over the place and so forth like that. But one day, see, just a little slumber, a little relaxing, a little not going to war as before, see. A little, I will relax today, you know, I will get me up on the roof and I will take it easy. You know, I don't have to get up and pray like I used to do and so forth like that. So I don't have to go to war and fight like I used to do. Just get up and just relax a little bit. The next thing you know, Bathsheba. It's right there. See? And he fell flat on his face. You know? Because he lost his first love. See? But if at any time anyone would return to their first love, he'll put that ring back on your hand. See? He will put you back and he will elevate you to where, even beyond where he used to be. Now, what is the challenge to us today? That's it. We must return to our first love. He that hath an ear, let him hear what the Spirit is saying to the churches. I want us to stand to our feet this morning. He that hath an ear, let him hear what the Spirit is saying to the churches this morning. And what is the Spirit saying to the churches this morning? It's saying, return and do the first works again. Even as it was in the beginning. Light that fire again. The Bible says the fire shall burn before me perpetually. Some people's lamps have already gone out. Light that fire again. See? It could be the cares of this life. It could be your work, your school, or your whatever that are cutting that fire out of your heart. But you must return to your first love. And when you do, here's what the Lord said he will do. Listen to this. I'm going to read it to you while you're standing. Here's the end of the story. The joy that comes after we return. Here's what happens. And he says, he that hath an ear, let him hear what the Spirit saith unto the churches. To him that overcometh. See, if you overcome and go back, I will give to eat of the tree of life, which is in the midst of the paradise of God. Amen. Amen. And he said, I will give him to eat of the hidden manna, and I will give him a white stone, and a stone, see, on that white stone, a new name that is written, and no man knows it except him that receives it. He also says, I will not blot out his name from the book of life, but I will confess his name. Now remember, Jesus said, if you confess me, I will confess you. But if you deny me, Jesus said, I never knew you. See. But if you confess him, he said, I will confess his name before my Father and before his angels. And he said, because you keep my word, see, of my patience, I also will keep you from the hour of temptation that is coming to try. Isn't that a beautiful promise? See, that is the group that will leave this earth before the great temptation comes upon the world. That's the great tribulation. See, he says, I will keep him from the hour of temptation which is coming upon all the world to try them. Behold, I come quickly. hold fast that which thou hast, lest no man take your crown. I'm going to pray in a few minutes, and I want to sing this song. It says, hold fast that which you have. See? And strengthen the ones that are ready to die. There are some things that you have that are even ready to die. The Bible says when he was talking to all of these churches and so forth. See? Hold fast. And let no man take your crown. Don't let any situation take your crown. It might be a man, it might be a job, it might be a school, it might be whatever. See, are you going to let anything take your crown? We must return to the place that we fell from. He says, hold fast and let no man take your crown. Hold fast and let no man take thy crown. Hold fast, hold fast, and let no man take the crown. If you shall believe the word of the Lord in this message, thou shalt have no fear. For the angel of God is beside thee to watch over thee until I return, says the Lord. Hold fast and let no man take thy crown. If you shall believe the word of the Lord in this message to you this morning, you will have no fear. Because the angel of the Lord, he will stand beside thee until I return, says the Lord. See, and he will guide you into the straight and the narrow way. But Jesus said, beware of him, because my voice is in him. And he will not pardon your transgression. See. He will not pardon your transgression. See. And as I've said many times, and I will say to us again today before we pray. Moses, he saw the glory of the Lord. Moses, the Bible says, you know, the Lord even showed him his glory. See. And he passed by him and showed him his glory and so forth like that. And Moses was in a place. He got to a place where no man has ever been. He saw the glory. He saw the Shekinah, the fire. And the Lord said, the place where you are standing is holy ground. And by revelation, Moses, he saw a lot of things. And he knew. And he was at the height, see, of revelation. He was at the height of knowledge. He was at the height of blessing. He had seen the glory of God. He had seen everything. And one time, Moses even said, the Lord thy God shall raise up a prophet like unto me. See, Moses, he put himself in the category of the Christ. See, he did. Because he said, like unto me. Well, because he did, the Lord turned around and made his margin of error zero. See, the thing that Moses did was not so bad. Well, maybe strike the rock, maybe whatever, and so forth. If you really look at it, maybe somebody else might have done it and got away with it. But because he said, I am like the Christ, see, the Lord will raise up a prophet like unto me. See, he put himself like Christ. Well, guess what then? See, now many of us say we are want to be like Christ and so forth. Now that's good, and you will be like Christ. You want to say, I'm the sons of God, and that's who, and you will be sons of God. Amen. See? But you say, we are the cream of the crop, and we are the elite, and you are the cream of the crop, and you are the elite. But because of all of that, the Lord now holds you to the highest level of accountability. The margin of error is zero. Be thou perfect, and walk before me, he told Abraham. Be ye holy, as your heavenly Father is holy. He said, without holiness, no man shall see the Lord. The margin of error is zero. Lukewarmness, sleeping, deadness will not stand before him. The Lord wants us to be awake in Christ. To be alive and fired up for him. Praise ye the Lord.
Hallelujah.
And now, the Lord, if this morning you say, I want to be like the Christ. Oh, I want to get back to the place from whence You know, I fail. You know, I want to be the Son of God that He called me to be. Well, take the challenge this morning. I want to do the greater works. Take the challenge. Repent and do the first works. Repent and go back to the place from whence we are falling, where no man could separate you from the world. The place of prayer where you met with the Lord every single day. The place where you set time aside to seek Him and to worship Him. The place where you couldn't wait to get in His presence. You couldn't wait to get in the presence of the Lord when you first believed. He says, take me back to the place where I first believed. Let us pray. Father, in the name of Jesus, every one of us this morning that have heard this word, we are all in need of being awoken out of sleep. Because the Bible says they have all slumbered and they have all slept. And we need to be woken out of sleep this morning. You say, as many as I love, I chasten and rebuke. Lord, we thank you this morning because you have called us to repent and go back to the first works. And today, Lord, as we hear your voice, we will not harden our hearts. But we will believe. We will return. We will do the first works. We will love the Lord our God with all our hearts. We will love Him with all our minds. We will love Him with all our souls. And we will set Him always before us. We will put Him first in everything. And we'll cast down all of our imaginations and everything that is dragging us down. And all the cares of this life. We'll put them aside. We will face and looking unto Jesus, the author and finisher of our faith. Blessed be the name of Jesus. Blessed be the name of Jesus. Blessed be the name of Jesus. And Lord, you promised this morning, said as many as we return. Oh yes. You know the Lord, He knows what He's doing. He's the one that holds the candlesticks in His hands. And He's got a way that He will help you. Not only to rekindle the fire, but to keep it perpetually burning. Blessed be the name of Jesus. Father, this morning, kindle the fire again in our souls. In the name of Jesus. Light that fire again. Free the fire in our souls, Lord. Oh, in the name of Jesus. And let us once again be on fire for Jesus. Let us go back and do the first works that we first did. Let us be ready at all times, once again, to have an answer for the reason and the hope that is within us. In the mighty name of Jesus. Blessed be the name of Jesus. I'm going to ask anyone that wants to reconsecrate themselves this morning. Not unto me, but unto the Lord. See. Now you take a step of faith and you come out. I'm going to pray this prayer with you. See. Because, you know, perhaps you have slumbered a little. See. Perhaps you have gone asleep a little, see, and God forbid, perhaps the fire is dead. See, Jesus said, "Awake, thou that sleepest, and Christ will give you light." Anybody here this morning? You must awake to righteousness. If you want the Lord to rekindle that fire, don't be ashamed. Don't be embarrassed. If you're embarrassed, see, if the word is not mixed with faith in your heart this morning, it won't do you any good. Or if you hear it and you look around and say, well, what would the people say and so forth, it still won't do you any good. See, but there is an anointing every single time. See, that God gives the word. There is an anointing for that day. And the anointing today is to rebuke us that we have fallen from where we used to be. The things that used to fire you up for the Lord doesn't fire you up anymore. See, you're carried away with the things around you, cares of this life and all of these things and so forth. But today is the day that the Lord will restore you. Say, I will restore, saith the Lord. And not only will He restore, look at what He did for the prodigal son. Not only did he restore him, he elevated him. Blessed be the name of Jesus. He now put the signet upon his hand. See, to which even the older brother was jealous. See, the Lord not only received him, he elevated him. He that humbles himself, God will exalt. But they that exalt themselves, I say, well, see, I am this and that and so forth like that. See, I'm not like the others. I fast twice a week and I read this and that and so on. You know? And Jesus said, God, all such he is able to abase. But if we humble ourselves this morning, God, he will lift us up. So I want to encourage those of you who have come forward this morning. You've taken a step of faith. It's not because of me. It's because of the Lord. The Lord spoke to your heart. You saw that there was something missing in your life. There's something that you used to have. Some fire that you used to have that is not there anymore because of whatever. Today, the Lord is going to restore it. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. I want those of you that came forward, please come closer to me here. Let's come closer to me. We're going to pray this prayer together. And the rest of you who are in the audience, let's pray this prayer with everybody that is here. See, this is a prayer that we all need anyway, whether you are out here or not. We all need this prayer. Because I guarantee you, all of us are falling short of this, one way or the other. See, you're not exactly today the way you used to be on fire for the Lord. See, and God, he wants you to get back that fire. He said, I wish that you were either cold or hot. But because you are lukewarm, I'll spew you out of your mouth. And my mouth is said. But that will not be our portion in Jesus' name. We are going to rekindle that fire. Oh yes, sir. One more time. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Father, in the name of Jesus, look at these, your humble children, Lord, that have come before you. Not unto me they came, but unto you, Lord. Because you have challenged us this morning that we need to return to our first love. That place where we first believed. That place where we first knew the joy of the Lord. And many of us, because of the cares of this life, a little slumbering, a little sleeping, a little falling asleep, we have lost the joy of the Lord and our first love. Father, we come back this morning in the name of Jesus. He said, I will arise and I will go to my Father. And I will say unto him this morning, I have fallen from the place of my first love. But receive me back, Lord. And by your grace, I will abide.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus. Blessed be the name of Jesus. Blessed be the name of Jesus. I want you to sing this chorus with me. It says, touch me one more time. One more time, Lord. Touch me one more time. I'm going to sing it one time and you can sing with me. Touch me one more time. Oh, Lord. Oh. Touch me one more time. Oh, Lord. Jesus, I need the fire. Touch me one more time. Touch me one more time. Touch me one more time. Oh Lord Jesus, I need the fire. Touch me one more time. Oh Lord, yes Lord. Touch me one more time. Oh Lord. Touch me one more time, oh Lord Jesus, I need the fire. Touch me one more time, oh Lord Jesus, I need your power. Touch me one more time, oh Lord Jesus, I need the fire. Touch me one more time. Touch me one more time. Touch me one more time. Oh Lord. You know, the Bible says that Samson, he didn't even know that the glory of the Lord, the power of the Lord had departed from him. He had backslidden. He was gone now. And he beset himself thinking the power was there, but it was gone. But the mercy of God met him. There is a place where righteousness and peace are, where they meet together. There is a place where mercy rejoices over judgment, and his name is Jesus Christ. The mercy of the Lord rejoices over his rebuke this morning. His mercy to you is shown. See, at the end, finally, he has mercy upon Samson. And one more time, the Spirit of the Lord came upon him again. And the Bible says, in that one moment, he did more than he ever did the whole life. He destroyed more. He leaned upon those pillars and said, Lord, one more time. And he did more in that one moment. When Jesus, when the mercy of the Lord, when he meets you today, hallelujah, God, he will restore. And the latter end shall be greater than the former. You will do even more. See? More than you ever did for the Lord.
Amen.
You will do the greater works because you have returned to the place where it all began.
Amen.
The place where it all begins. And the Lord, he will lift you up. Amen. Father, we thank you. We praise and glorify your name, Lord. Empower your children that are here today, Lord, that they will not go back to sleep, that they will not go back to slumbering.
Amen.
But they are awake today. Say, awake to righteousness, sir. They are awake today in the name of Jesus. Blessed be thy name, Lord. Father, we thank you for lighting, for rekindling this fire in us this morning. This fire shall burn perpetually, the Lord said. It shall not be put out at all. This fire must burn before me all the time. Now, Father, Lord, we ask the anointing of the Holy Spirit. Lord, the power of the Holy Spirit that is able to keep us from falling, that is able to make us stand until the end. Remember, the Bible says in the book of Matthew chapter 24 that it is not him that starts the race, but he that endures to the end, the same shall be saved. Many of us started this race. We were well ahead of everybody else, but along the road, we just slipped back and so forth like that. But today, the energy of the Lord, the power of the Lord, he returns to you to energize you as it was in the old days.
Amen.
Amen. The Lord, he said, I will restore, saith the Lord. In fact, a new beginning will break forth. A new day.
Amen.
Hallelujah. It's breaking forth for us today. A new day is breaking forth this day. Hallelujah. From this day forward. Hallelujah. We will serve the Lord with all our heart, even as it was in the beginning. Blessed be the name of Jesus. Today you have set the Lord before you today. Leave everything else behind and put your eyes only upon him that is able to save you to the uttermost. He will carry you clear on through eternity. He will save you here. He will save you forever. Hallelujah. Blessed be the name of Jesus. Father, we thank you, Lord. Who are we, Lord, that we should be called the sons of God? Take our lives, O Lord, and let them be acceptable in your sight. Lord, that we might be chosen to bear the name of Jesus, even among this generation, in the mighty name of Jesus. Yes, he said, it is a little thing that I should make my servant to be light to my children Israel. Say, even to the Gentiles, great light shall arise. Ye are the people that will show this light in the mighty name of Jesus. Say, let your light so shine before men that they may see your good works and glorify your Father which is in heaven. Blessed be thy name. Now remember, people, it says, I will now hear what the Lord will say to his people. In Psalm 85, he said, the days of folly are behind you. He said, I will now speak peaceably unto my people, but only let them not return again to folly. The Lord be with you, and he will strengthen you.
Amen.
He will give you the grace to keep the vow that you have, it's a vow, see, that you are making this morning, to return unto his place, to return unto the place where you were first within. That's a vow you made here this morning. And the Lord, he will give you the grace. And he will go with you. Blessed be the name of Jesus. The peace, the grace of God. Not only to do, but to excel in that which the Lord has put in you. it will be upon you this morning. Remember, the Lord is the one that gives us the ability and the willingness not only to want to do, but also to be able to do what He wants us to do. It is Him. Everything is about Him. And we give Him all the praise and the glory. Now, it may not yet appear what we shall be like, but we know that we shall be like Him. You know, you have probably come out here this morning because you say, well, my life is not exactly the way it used to be or should be. But I guarantee you, by the word of the Lord, you will be like Him. Amen. Amen. The final chapter, the epilogue, is that we will be in His image. At the end of the day, when it is all said and done, we will be like Christ. He already prophesied it. He said, this is the predestination, that we should be conformed to His image. And we will be in His image. Blessed be Thy name, Lord. It starts with this little step that we have taken this morning to reconsecrate ourselves, to get that fire back. If you were used to witnessing, if you were used to carrying this gospel, were used to whatever it is you used to do it again, the first walk, sir. Amen. Whatever you used to do, wake up in the morning, pray, and so forth in the middle of the night, pray in the Holy Ghost for 1 hour. Maybe you used to do that, and you can't do that anymore. Do it again, say the Lord. Amen. That's right. Go back and do the first walks again, now, in the name of Jesus. But now, with greater understanding, see, because once we were children, see, but now we are grown, see. So we should put away childish things. We should serve the Lord now, see, not only with fire, see, not only with zeal, but with better understanding, with the fullness of the comprehension, see, of the knowledge of God. Blessed be the name of Jesus. Father, we give You all the praise. We give You all the glory, Lord. Thank You, Jesus. 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 Amen. I want the choir to come and do open the floodgates of heaven. And let it rain. We're going to close with that this morning. Open the floodgates of heaven. We're asking the floodgates of heaven to open down upon us this morning and rain righteousness upon us. They ask ye of the Lord rain in the time of the latter rain. And the Lord will make bright clouds, and He will give rain to everyone grass in the field. Oh yes, and He said, you know, it is time for us to seek the Lord. Break up our fallow ground. See, you are breaking your fallow ground this morning. You are returning to the place of your first love. Break that fallow ground. Seek the Lord this morning, and He will rain down righteousness. Open the floodgates of heaven, and let it rain. Let it rain upon us. The floodgates of heaven, let it rain. Let it rain.